य उत्तमश्लोकापरायणा जना जीवान्तिनात्मार्थम् असौ पराश्रयम् मुमोक्ष निर्विद्य कुतः कलेवरम्। Those who are devoted to the cause of the Personality of Godhead live only for the welfare, development, and happiness of others. They do not live for any selfish interest. So even though Emperor Parikshit was free from all attachment to worldly possessions, how could he give up his mortal body, which was shelter for others? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Parikshit Maharaj was an ideal king and householder because he was a devotee of the Personality of Godhead. A devotee of the Lord automatically has all good qualifications. And the emperor was a typical example of this. Personally, he had no attachment for all worldly opulences in his possession. But since he was king, for the all-around welfare of his citizens, he was always busy in the welfare work of the public. Not only for his life, not only for this life, but also for the next. We are reading today from the first canto, chapter 4 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Here we find Shaunaka Rishi inquiring from Suta Goswami on behalf of all the great saints of Naimisharanya. Maharaj Parikshit was a great Paramhamsa, a pure devotee of the Lord. He was also the emperor of the entire world. Maharaj Parikshit had subdued all of his enemies so they would bow down at his feet. They would surrender their wealth and everything to him. He was full of youth, strength. He possessed insuperable kingly opulences. Why did such a soul, who were utilizing all of these facilities only for the benefit of others, want to give up his own life? Generally, people protect their bodies and protect their possessions because of selfish interests, because of attachment. But Maharaj Parikshit, his body, his mind, his words, his life, all of his position, his power, all of his wealth, was utilized exclusively for the purpose of rendering service to God and establishing God consciousness for all living beings. So of such great personalities utilize their life and all their wealth for the benefit of others, why Maharaj Parikshit gave it all up? Of course, we can understand that Maharaj Parikshit gave up his body and renounced everything as an even higher service to all living beings. Because, like Maharaj Parikshit, there were many great saintly kings in the past. But Maharaj Parikshit wanted to set an example. He wanted to show the whole world that we should have complete faith in the process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. That whoever we are, we should not be attached to anything else except the will of God. By his renouncing everything of this world and agreeing to die in 7 days, he did have the power to counteract that curse if he so chose. But he did not. He took it as a blessing. And by doing so, he attracted Shukadeva Goswami to speak the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishne Sudham Upagate Dharma Jnanidibhi Saha Kalo Nashta Drishamesha Purana Kodinodadaha. By Maharaj Parikshit's humility and devotion, he attracted the Supreme Lord to incarnate in this age of Kali Yuga as the Srimad Bhagavatam. To leave behind his example of total surrender, the glories of Shukadeva Goswami, and the illustrious literature Srimad Bhagavatam, to give light to all in this age of Kali, he was willing to give up his body. In living or in dying, the great Vaishnavas simply offer their life as a sacrifice for the spiritual upliftment of other living beings. And Krishna explains in Gita that there is no one so dear to me, nor will there any time be anyone as dear to me as those who give their lives for the benefit of others in devotional service. The Lord's love for his devotees is so infinitely sweet and pleasing for the heart to hear. Yesterday, as well as the celebration of Sharad Purnima, Krishna's Ras Lila, it was also the disappearance day of one such intimate great devotee of the Lord. His name was Murari Gupta. I would like to speak a few words today about the nature of the love, the Lord's love for his devotees. Murari Gupta was slightly older than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were classmates and intimate friends from the earliest days of childhood. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya and revealed his super excellent manifestation of divine love and began propagating the holy name of Krishna, Murari Gupta was one of his first and most intimate disciples and associates. He was a doctor, Ayurvedic doctor by profession. But such love he had for the Lord. It is explained that whoever came to his medical dispensary, he would cure their body, their mind, and their soul. By giving them proper medicines, he would cure their body. By giving them so much care and affection, he would cure the pains of their mind. And by giving them the name of Krishna, Harinam Sankirtan, he would cure their very souls. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada explains that there are so many hospitals, there are so many Pali clinics, there are so many doctors with their private practices, but the world does not know what the real disease is. And therefore, despite so much medical and technical advancement in our civilization, the sufferings of humanity are getting worse and worse and worse. So what is the nature of a Vaishnav? Not just to give some relief to somebody. Everybody's doing that. There are millions of such doctors in this world. There are hundreds and thousands of such hospitals in this world. Murari Gupta understood that the only purpose of this body is for self-realization. If we heal their body, but I don't give them a purpose in which to utilize this body for, then I've really done nothing for them. In fact, if we heal their body and they utilize that body, first of all, the disease is due to bad karma. They're just exhausting bad karma, which in one sense is good. But if we fix their body so they were healthy and strong to perform more bad karma, what type of charity is that? Like the saying goes, you're giving a person enough rope to hang himself in the name of compassion. But Murari Gupta, he was such a doctor that after healing their bodies, he gave them an understanding of the purpose of this human body. It is not meant for sense gratification. It is not meant for economic development. It is meant for Krishna consciousness, to awaken one's original natural love of Krishna. And what is the disease that is preventing us from realizing that ecstatic mood of love within our own hearts? It is the disease of Maya, illusion, ignorance. Krishna Surya Sa Maya Hoya Andhakaya Han Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Adhikar. And what is the cure to the disease of Maya? Krishna. In the presence of Krishna, Maya cannot exist. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa. Enechi asadi maya nashi barolagi harina maha mantra lao tumi magi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have the medicine that will cure this disease of ignorance and suffering. It is the maha mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is the only way a Vaishnav can find any fulfillment or purpose in his life, if he is helping people to come out of the disease of ignorance, which is the cause of all suffering. Murari Gupta, he did not care for money. He never begged. He never accepted charity. He would maintain himself and his family very simply, very responsibly, without depending on anyone else. And because of this great seva, he became most dear to the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is explained that one time, Murari Gupta came to a place where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu were sitting. And Murari Gupta offered obeisances first to Lord Chaitanya and then to Lord Nityananda. And Lord Chaitanya chastised him. He said, you are supposed to be a respectable Brahmin who is setting proper standard of etiquette for everyone. While you are offering obeisances to me first, why not Lord Nityananda? Do you not understand the proper procedure? Murari Gupta replied that I am only doing what my heart is inspiring me to do by your mercy. Then Lord Chaitanya told him, that I will reveal to you the truth in this matter very soon. That night, Murari Gupta was sleeping, and he had a dream, a wonderful dream. He saw Lord Nityananda, but he was in his divine form of Balaram, with Anantashesh over his head, holding his plow, walking with great prowess. And as he saw him walking, he saw Vishvambhar, Sri Chaitanya, walking behind him. And then Vishvambhar looked to Murari Gupta in his dream, and he said, "Can't you understand? He is my older brother, Balaram. The etiquette must first always go to the older brother." So the next day, when Murari Gupta came to where Mahaprabhu was sitting, he first offered his obeisances to Lord Nityananda and then to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. He was so happy. He bestowed such loving blessings and mercy upon Murari Gupta. He explained that Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. And unless one first loves him and serves him, one cannot approach me. And then Mahaprabhu embraced him. And he was so happy. He was so ecstatic that when he went home, he asked his wife to make a nice offering so that he can offer it to Krishna. And his offering to Krishna was an offering to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So she made rice, and Murari Gupta took the rice and mixed it with large quantities of ghee, pure fresh ghee. And then with his hand, he just put it in the air, saying, "Krishna, Krishna, accept this offering." And with his own transcendental devotion, he would perceive Krishna accepting his offering. And then he would throw the rice on the floor. And then he would take more and more of this rice mixed heavily with ghee. He would offer to Krishna, throw it on the floor. And he would tell his wife, "Bring more rice, bring more rice." His wife knew what an exalted personality he was. She did not question him. She kept bringing more and more and more of this rice soaked in ghee. And he was throwing it all on the floor in great ecstasy of love. The next morning, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the house of Murari Gupta. And he said, "Oh, Vaidya, doctor, I am feeling very sick. I have terrible indigestion." And as every doctor, he wanted to make a diagnosis. He said, "Well, why would you be so sick with indigestion? What did you eat yesterday that caused you to be so sick? You're asking me what to eat? I ate all that rice that you threw all over the floor that was soaked in ghee, very heavy." He said, "You know that when a devotee like you, whatever he offers me, it is my promise that I will accept it. So I have eaten so much of your rice from your floor that now I have indigestion. But I understand that the cure for indigestion is to drink nice water." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the water pot that Murari Gupta would personally drink from. And he said, "This is your water pot. It is the nectarine ambrosial remnants of my devotee that will cure my indigestion." And right in front of everyone, he drank the water of Murari Gupta. And he was cured. And when Murari Gupta saw this, such love that the Lord has, such feelings toward his devotee, Murari Gupta fell unconscious. And the servants in his house, they became so happy and ecstatic. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awarded to the simple, humble servants in the house of Murari Gupta what he would not award to the most learned scholars and Brahmins of Nadia. Because they were the servant of the servant of the servant of his servant, Murari Gupta. He was so pleased with them for that only, that he gave them pure loving devotion to Lord Krishna, the perfection of life. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed to all of us that not only is his devotee more dear to him than his life, but anyone who in any way assists or serves that devotee receives the greatest blessings from him. Another time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he heard someone singing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he heard the name of Varahadev. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the source of all incarnations. So in an ecstatic mood, he ran to the house of Murari Gupta and he began calling out, Sukar, 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 which is the name of Lord Varaha. And then he ran into the room of Murari Gupta and saw one water pot. And then the Lord assumed his original form as a boar. That same Varahadev that lifted the earth between his tusks and killed the great demon Hiranyakashipu and manifested himself in the home, the simple thatched hut of Murari Gupta. And pretending his water pot to be the earth, he placed it between his tusks and began to dance. And he ordered Murari Gupta, offer prayers to me. And Murari Gupta, prostrating himself in full obeisances, began to pray to the Lord as the supreme cause of all causes and the eternal protector of his devotees. And then Lord Varahadev spoke to him. He said, yes, I come into this material world especially to protect devotees and to annihilate miscreants and to reestablish the principles of religion. But my first and greatest concern is to always give pleasure and protection to my devotees. Lord Varahadev said that I love my devotees so much. They never forget me, and therefore I can never forget them. And even if my own son were to offend devotees, I would kill my son. I'm not just speaking. I will cite evidence, historical. That when I appeared in this beautiful form of Lord Varahadev, I lifted the entire earth planet between my tusks. And at that time, I impregnated Mother Earth with the seed of my offspring. And a child was born for me. His name was Naraka. And this Naraka was a very, very religious, pious, and pure soul. He would give charity to Brahmins. He would serve those who were in need. He was very pious, very deeply religious, performed all sacrifices properly. But somehow or other, due to carelessness, he allowed himself to associate with materialistic people. In fact, he became an associate and a friend of King Vena. And everyone knows that however pious, religious one's upbringing may be, if one associates with materialistic or sinful people, they lose all their good qualities. We read of Ajamil. He was such a pious, loving Brahmin, so faithful to his guru. but due to association with a materialistic woman, he became demoniac. In the same way, this Naraka became Narakasura. And he began to commit offenses against Vaishnavas. And he began to create disturbances in the lives of the devotees. Varahadev said, "In my form of Krishna, I destroyed him. I will even kill my own son if they cause trouble to my devotees. That is how much I love my devotees. My devotees are more dear to me than my very life." Hearing these words, Murari Gupta, in the ecstasy of love, received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Murari Gupta was a great devotee of Lord Ram from his very birth. And one day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that although Ram and Krishna are the same one supreme Godhead, do you not understand how sweet and beautiful the Leela of Krishna is? He is Punavatar. He is, in this incarnation of Krishna, he is most full and complete in all opulences. He plays upon his flute. He has such beautiful, loving devotees. His pastimes are incomparable. And his beauty is the supreme original beauty of all existence. So you should take the name of Krishna. Murari Gupta accepted Mahaprabhu as his guru. So he agreed, "If this is your order, I will take the name of Krishna." That night, he tried to chant Krishna's name. But every time he attempted to chant Krishna's name, only Ram's name would come from his mouth. He spent the whole night crying bitterly, because the thought of worshipping anyone other than Ram was so heartbreaking that he could not bear it. The next day he came to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a very, very special and unusual request. "My dear Lord, I beg you, please give me your blessings that I can take my life." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Why you want to take your life?" He said, "Because if one cannot follow the order of Guru, then his whole human life is wasted. If I cannot please you and serve your instruction, there's no reason for me to live. You have ordered me to chant the name of Krishna and worship Krishna. But it is impossible. I cannot give up my love and devotion for Sri Ram." When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Murari Gupta was crying throughout the night bitterly, he embraced him. He said, "Such chastity of love is so pleasing to my heart. Blessed is that servant that never gives up the worship of his Lord. And blessed is that Lord who, if the servant does attempt, that Lord drags him back by the hair. I can understand that you are none other than Hanuman." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with Murari Gupta's chastity and faithfulness in his love for Sri Ram that he would even glorify this pastime before other devotees as if he had five mouths. There was another similar instance. One day, Murari Gupta, He was contemplating on the inconceivable nature of the Lord's Leela. He was thinking, when Lord Sri Ramchandra appeared, he killed Ravana, and then he regained Sita. But before he disappeared from this world, he banished Sita to the forest for the rest of her life. And when he appeared as Krishna, my Lord, before he disappeared, he arranged for the whole Yadu dynasty to have a fratricidal war, and everyone killed themselves. The whole family fought, and they all killed each other. And Krishna just stood there watching. My Lord, before he leaves this world, he does such inconceivable pastimes that are so painful. I believe my Lord may be leaving the world someday soon, and I don't want to see these painful last chapters. So I will take my own life tonight. See, so he found a particular type of saw that is very, very dangerous. It's used for cutting shells. And he took that saw and he put it in a confidential place in his house with the conviction that tonight I will take my life. Anyways, that day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Murari Gupta's house. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very sweetly, lovingly, he said, "Murari Gupta, I have a special favor to ask you." And Murari Gupta said, "Oh, anything? My body, my life, everything belongs to you. What would you like?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I understand that you want to kill yourself tonight with a saw. Give me that saw." Murari Gupta, he said, "Who told you this? It's not true. Who has given you this information?" Vishwambhar replied that, "I am the super soul in everyone's heart. I know everyone's innermost desires. I do not require anyone to give me information." We should learn from this pastime that we can keep things secrets from others. But all of our advancement is ultimately based on pleasing Krishna. And you cannot keep anything secret from Krishna. You can do something wrong, and you can bribe people or intimidate people to not tell anyone what you have done to keep your prestige within the world. But Krishna knows everything. So Murari Gupta denied, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply went right into his house, went right into the secret place, and got out the saw. And Murari Gupta, in ecstatic love, he fell at Mahaprabhu's feet, and he began to bathe his feet with his tears, and Lord Chaitanya lifted him up and embraced him, and said, "Murari Gupta, promise me you will never think of doing these things." He said that, "What is the use of my pastimes in this earth without loving associates and devotees like you? You are my pleasure. You are the crest jewel of my life, the association of such devotees." In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his glorification of Murari Gupta, explained that although he appears to be a householder and he appears to be an ordinary doctor dealing with all problems based on mucus, bile, and air, if anyone considers Murari Gupta to be an ordinary human being, if anyone considers him to just be a doctor and commits such an offense to him, that person will be
condemned.
Because he is a pure devotee of the Lord. Arche Vishnu Shiladir Gurushu Naramatira Vaishnavi Jati Bhuti. The Shastra says that one who sees the deity of the Lord to be made out of stone or wood, they do not understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, has appeared in this beautiful form directly. Or a person who considers the spiritual master to be an ordinary man, or a person who considers a Vaishnav to belong to any material designation, that person's mind is hellish. Jati Bhuti, hellish mentality. So from hearing these beautiful, wonderful stories, we can understand the nature of the love for his devotees. And we can understand how important it is to never offend such devotees. But more important, how the greatest, most direct means of winning the heart of Krishna is to serve such devotees. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this instruction. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Dasa 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 Anudas. We repeat this message again and again because it is the substance of our whole philosophy. Really, what else is there to talk about? Unless we adopt the mood of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas, all of our other philosophical understandings will bear no fruit of proper realizations in the path of bhakti. We can be great scholars of Vedanta. We can be very charitable and perform great, great sacrifices. But whatever we do, if we do not do it in the humble spirit of being the servant of the servant of the Lord and his devotees, then Krishna will not accept that offering. And our spiritual advancement is simply based on how much we please Krishna. Athapumbird vijasreshta svarna shrami vibhagasha shvanushtatasya dharmasya samsadir haritoshanam. Whatever your occupation, whatever your social status, or your ashram, the perfection and goal of all of our work, samsadir hari toshanam, is to please Krishna. These beautiful narrations, which describe the Lord and his devotees, they are continuously giving us new life and inspiration on this path of Krishna consciousness. Maharaj Parikshit, as explained in this verse, he was such a devotee. Such a devotee who was so pleased by the Lord because he was willing to give his life and he's also willing to die. He lived and he died only for our benefit. No selfish, personal motives in his life. You see, for great devotees of the Lord, there's really not much difference between life and death. Because the soul is eternal, but at a certain stage, this body must die. A devotee, whether he's living in this body, or whether he's dying from this body, it's all simply an offering of service to other living beings and to Krishna. Therefore, a devotee is fearless. Abhaya charanadavindare bhajahure mana srinandanandana. When devotees' minds are fixed in the loving service of Krishna, he understands that my whole life is simply dedicated to his service. Whether I serve him in living or serve him in dying, there's no difference. My life is a sacrifice at his lotus feet. He reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still and sound. Vaishnavas die to live, and live to spread the holy name around. This beautiful poem by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains the essence of a Vaishnava. It is the first offense to the holy name to blaspheme those devotees who are giving their lives for the benefit of others, those devotees who are spreading the glories of Krishna's name. Although a devotee, a true devotee, will never take offense, because devotees consider themselves so lowly and fallen. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami prayed, "I am more sinful than Jagai and Madhai. I am lower than the worm and stool. If anyone hears my name, they lose all their piety. And if anyone even utters my name, he becomes sinful." This is the humble mood of a devotee. Therefore, what can you do to a devotee to offend him? I remember one time a great Vaishnava was so bitterly offended by so many people due to misunderstandings. And when he was approached with apology and forgiveness, he said, No, I am a criminal. I am a very bad man. There can be no offense to a criminal. Only the karma I deserve." That is the nature of a Vaishnava. But because that Vaishnava is living and willing to die for the benefit of others, that person is so dear to Krishna that if there's any offense against that person, Krishna is the one that's offended. The person is not offended, but Krishna is offended. Krishna is willing to kill even his own son if he disturbs his devotee. This is what was revealed to Murari Gupta and to all of us. Everyone is asking so many questions in this world. How can I make money? How can I have a better family? How can I defeat my competitors? So many questions everyone is asking. How can I get some nice food? How can I have a nicer house, a nicer car, nicer sari, nicer suit and tie, a more prestigious dhoti? Everyone has their questions. Who won the latest cricket match? What's the news? What's happening in Kashmir? What's happening in Israel? What's happening in Russia? Everyone has so many questions. Life is a series of questions. A devotee keeps his mind focused on the most important question of all questions. "My dear Lord, how can I serve you? How can I please you? How can I live for you and die for you?" This was Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit, he lived only for the service of Krishna, and he was willing to die in 7 days for the service of Krishna. And what is the greatest service that we can offer to Krishna? To always remember him, and to help others always remember him. And what is the wonderful process Krishna has given us of always remembering him? The association of his devotees. and the chanting of his holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Anyone who sincerely and genuinely chants the holy name of the Lord and humbly serves the Lord's devotees, we can understand that that person is so infinitely dear to Krishna. And we should see such Vaishnavas only in that light. Even in this material world, every human being has so many good qualities and so many faults. But Krishna is not concerned with anything but our sincere desire to serve him, to love him, and to chant his name. Quality in every Vaishnava. And in this way, we could make great progress in pleasing Krishna, which is the ways and the means of going back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much.